than magic. This is Michael Abowin. Here is today's Triad for Change, a brief and simple pagan reflection, a daily reading for the spouses, family, and friends of addicts. Day 17. Wait and wait again. Three times to keep my mouth shut. When angrily accused of something. When invited to share a confidence. When I am unwilling to accept the consequences of my speaking. Words have power, we all know that. We've all been hurt by others' words, flayed and skinned by words. Words have power. We give the words power, we do. We give power when we speak the words and when we hear them. It's a two-way street that can rip us both ways. We've all said words that we've regretted. We've all heard words we regretted. We've all given away our right to serenity. Just over a few careless words. It's no wonder, then, that the ancients used words in magic, wrote them down in grimoires, and guarded them from casual gaze, or made them holy and stuffed them together into books of power, or forbade others from speaking the holy words and stole that power for their own corrupt ends. And no one ever taught us this when we were young, that we have the power to hurt and to heal and to change others forever through words. We are left a harsh experience to learn this lesson. No one survives childhood unscathed. No one is innocent of using magic. We are all wizards and witches and thoughtlessly cruel and astonishingly loving with words. And sometimes we've learned what we've done to others and we are ashamed. We feel diminished and endangered by what we cannot take back. And we hardly ever say the words we most need to say as we look into the magic mirror. Yes, I did that. Yes, it was wrong. But yes, I forgive you. I love you, broken and beaten as you are. You are my wonder. Words have power. Background music is Dulcinea, used by permission of Steve Adams. Tomorrow there's another triad to think on. And remember, all you have to do is to get through today, just one day at a time.